Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits. We got your Thursday, June 7th edition. Hope everybody's Wednesday went well. Sorry for the technical difficulties. The Windows update was a nightmare, and I'm glad I wasn't the only one that had to deal with it, because that was ridiculous. It took forever, and I have a full-time job, so I had to get out of the house and get going. So we move on to Thursday, where we have a five-game early, a five-game late slate, kind of a mixed bag. On the late slate, you have Gerrit Cole and then a bunch of bleh. But the early slate, you got some options, which will be very, very interesting. When you look at the weather today on the early slate, everything looks pretty good. Just wanted to mention Miami and St. Louis is hot, hot, hot. We're talking low 90s to mid 90s there. And the night slate, Detroit, Boston blowing out the left field to 15 miles an hour. Houston and Texas, it is going to be really, really hot there as well in Arlington, Texas. Wind blowing in from center at 13 miles an hour. And then Kansas City and Oakland, wind blowing out to right center at about 17 miles an hour. Looking at your totals on the slate, Rockies, Reds, total of 9. Dodgers, Pirates, 8. White Sox, Twins, 9. Marlins, Cardinals, 8.5. Phillies, Cubs, waiting on the weather in Wrigley. So, you know, pretty respectable totals. Not great, not bad. Then you get to the night slate. Orioles, Blue Jays, 9.5. Tigers, Red Sox, 9.5. Mariners, Rays, 8. Astros, Rangers, 9. Royals, A's, 8.5. So, 8.5 or more in 4 of the 5, 9 or more in 3 of the 5. There's going to be offense galore. Cross your fingers for the pitching. Let's get cracking on this one. We'll start with your 5-game early slate and your top price pitcher, Miles Mikolas, at $10,900 at home against the Miami Marlins. Mikolas has started out the year really, really well, has scuffled in 3 of his last 4 starts, so he makes for a very tilting play here. I just wanted to mention him for the fact that we saw how good he could be. I think his ownership will be extremely low, A, based on price, B, based on the fact that our pesky Miami Marlins have beat up Carmart on his return from the DL and Jack Flaherty. Flaherty started out really well last night. Second time through the order, they got to him. So, and then they went and just put up all kinds of runs in the bullpen. So they've been super, super tilting, but they do strike out 24% of the time. We still have Mikolas with over a 50% ground ball rate. Does give up some good hard contact. Doesn't walk many. Doesn't strike out a ton. And they have the lowest total at 3.5. Lefties 330. Righties 268. 281 WOBA. 112 ISO. All very bad versus righties. So maybe the last 2 games were a fluke. Maybe it's, you know, hey, they're young and they're starting to figure it out. Who knows? The weather is very, very hitting. Good. It's good for hitting. Let's put it that way. So Mikolas at 10.9. Extremely risky on a 5-game slate. Could be interesting. Because if you're paying up top, most are going to go to Jose Berrios at $10,600. He's at home against the Chicago White Sox. His home road splits speak for themselves. 3.35 ERA, averaging 22.5 DraftKings points per start at home compared to a 4.55 ERA and a 15.8 points on the road. He's faced the White Sox twice this year. 13 innings, 4 earned, 13 Ks, so a K per inning, obviously. He's averaging 24 points per start against the Chicago White Sox. Coming off a back-to-back, essentially, he's gone four straight games of basically 20 or more DraftKings points, which on these slates, with what we have to look forward to, could be very interesting. His start at home against the White Sox this year, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 11 strikeouts for 39.4 DraftKings points. It's a very interesting situation here. You got a 24% K rate for the White Sox. Berrios allowed 23.5%, doesn't walk many, 40% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. Everything is in play for you there. They have a 3.6 total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 286, righties 297. So Berrios at 10.6 is very, very nice. So if you're looking up top, you got Berrios 1, Miles Mikolas 2. When you drop down below that, you know, Nick Pivetta at the Cubs. I'll stay away there. I like the Cubs' bats in that one. Pivetta's been very good, but he's been very, very good at home and very, very bad on the road. So if he puts in a good one for a GPP, knock yourself out. I will be looking at the likes of Jameson Taillon at $8,100. He's at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. We've seen Taillon pitch much better at home this year, a 3.82 ERA, averaging 18 DraftKings points per start. He's basically, you know, at $8,100, you're looking for a good floor. He's got about 13 or more DraftKings points, or 12 or more DraftKings points in five straight starts, 15 or more in 3 of 5, coming off 31.6 points at the Cardinals. Facing a Dodgers team that strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching, Taillon is a -135 home favorite. 49% ground ball rate, very, very nice there. His fastball's been popping this year. Dodgers have a 3.7 total, which is third lowest on the slate. Lefties 329, righties 244. So they do have some lefties that can get some pop. Bellinger went deep yesterday. Jock's heating up a bit. Yeah, Max Muncy is hitting the ball really, really well. A thing that you never thought would be uttered at the beginning of the season. But yes, Max Muncy is playing very, very well. Even Matt Kemp's playing well, but he's from the right side. You got Yasmani Grandal day game after a night game. Maybe he rests. It'll be interesting to see what the lineup comes out. If you see, and this works for every game, especially on the day slate. Day game after night game, getaway days. You might see some shady lineups that make certain pitchers stand out a ton more. But Taillon 81 versus the Dodgers, he stands alone in this middle column. Now we drop down to the bottom. We got two guys you can look at, and I'm going to mention them because I mentioned them the last at least one, if not two, as just very interesting because he's been slowly getting it done. And I'm talking James Shields. Yes, that James Shields. He has 13 or more DraftKings points in four straight starts. He's $5,600. He's been very formidable. He's faced the White Sox twice this year. His last timeout we don't have in this game log. But in his one start, I mean, 6 2/3, 3 earned 5 Ks for 16.6 points. We know the Twins, they do strike out a lot. They do have Mr. Sano back, which is another big strikeout guy. They K 22% of the time. Shields is a walk issue thing, over 10% walk rate. But everything else isn't bad. He's not giving up a ton of hard contact, nothing. He's just average hard contact. Twins do have the highest total at 5.4. Lefties 328, righties 368, so keep that in mind. But they have an average WOBA of 313, a slightly above average ISO of 171. So James at 56 is a low-priced option you can take a look at on a slate this size. The other one you can look at is Mr. Dennis Santana of the Los Angeles Dodgers at $4,900 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Look at Dennis Santana. He made his debut his last time out in Colorado, out of the bullpen, kind of an opener game. 3 2/3, 6 hits, 5 earned. 1 walk, 4 Ks for 5.5. He threw 70 pitches. I factor some of that into being Coors. This kid had really, really electric stuff in the minors. I'm guessing he'll go 70 to 80 pitches. We don't have an exact number for you there. So that part is a little risky at 49. You don't know what you're going to get completely out of him. And it's a Pittsburgh team that strikes out a little less than 20% of the time. But if you want to just punt at 4,900, I can totally get behind it. I think a lot of people will, which makes James Shields a little even more appealing to me. But I do want to mention Santana there as an interesting option in this matchup, as Pittsburgh's bats aren't the scariest of bats and could line up to be very, very interesting. So down below, I got Shields 1, Santana 2. So recapping your pitching on this five-game early slate, Berrios 1, Mikolas 2. In the middle, you got Taillon by himself. Down below, Shields and Santana. Going through the bats real quick on this slate, you got the likes of Grandal versus Taillon at 3,900. Don't hate it at all, but a little farther down. Let's see what the Cubs. We don't have a total yet because we're waiting on the weather, but lefties 369, righties 266. So Pivetta very good but from the right side of the plate. Like a Tucker Barnhart at 3,300, switch hitting against Anderson could be in play for you tonight, or today, I should say. A little farther down, you notice catcher is weak today, but maybe an Omar Navarez if you're fading Berrios at 2,900. Tony Walters at 2,700 versus Mahle is not a bad punt play. Mitch Garver at 27 Bobby Wilson at 27 for Minnesota could be a punt versus Shields. Definitely was spot to check out lineups because it's pretty pretty sketchy. Maybe Tony Cruz gets to start for Cincinnati at 2300 versus Anderson. Nice punt catcher and move on with your day. First base, you got Rizzo. We mentioned lefties versus Pivetta. Rizzo took Nola deep yesterday. He's just been on fire, 4,500. I don't mind that. Votto, lefty-lefty, who cares, 44. You go down to a guy like Max Muncy at 4K. He's in play. But Carlos Santana, lefties have smoked Chatwood. The Phillies can be a nice play today. Lefties 397, righties 337 on Chatwood this year. He walks a ton of guys, so Stacks could be in play here. Santana at 39, definitely worth a look. Cody Bellinger at 38, told you he went deep yesterday. He could be in play for you. Let's look at St. Louis's team total. It's a total of 5. Lefties 328, righties 403 versus Trevor Richards of Miami. Got the call back up. Pitched okay in the minors while he was down there, but still not the best pitcher in his time spent in the bigs. Jose Martinez had a good day yesterday. He's 3,700 versus Richards. Remember, the hitting environment in St. Louis will be lit. It's going to be very, very lively. If you are going to fade Dennis Santana and the Dodgers bullpen, a Josh Bell at 35 is nice and cheap. Other than that, where was Justin Bour at 33 could be interesting versus Mikolas as a cheaper Miami Marlin bat. Second base, excuse me, Benny Zobrist at 42, don't mind that at all. But Cesar Hernandez at 42 is a very solid play. Dozier at 42 kind of let a lot of us down yesterday. We mentioned the splits, lefties 328, righties 368 versus Shields. So Dozier could be in play yet again today at 4,200. Matty Carpenter at 4K versus Richards, a nice looking play as well. If you're fading Berrios, Moncada at 39 could come in huge for you. But I think I'm going to go on a lot of Berrios today. I'll just take that gamble. If he doesn't pay off, he doesn't pay off. But I like that 30-plus point upside with the Berrios. Other than that, pretty weak second base. It's a five-game slate, so check lineups. Third base, Arenado at 54 is in play every day. You got Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at 51. I love that. That's a phenomenal play today. Eduardo Escobar, shortstop, third base at 45. Very, very good play there as well against Shields. Mentioned Matty Carpenter, Max Muncy already. You slide down. Jed Jericho at 36 could be a cheapie. Yolmer Sanchez, another cheapie if you're fading Berrios. Matt Skoll at first base, third base at 3,200 for Chicago is another cheapie. But Colin Moran at 32 is kind of the cheap third baseman I look at here. If you're going down below against Santana, he could be a nice looking play for you there. Over to shortstop. You got Baez, but Escobar at 45 I like a lot. Chris Taylor's been heating up. You got Tim Anderson versus Berrios, not really looking there either. But Jose Peraza at 34 versus Anderson, especially if he's at the top of the order, could be very, very nice. J.P. Crawford's back at 2,900. Scott Kingery at 2,900, so two cheapies there. You got Rojas at 29 versus Mikolas. J.T. Riddle at 28. So this is the position you can try to punt, check lineups, and see which ones come out. But the one I'm going to mention to you, if you're using Shields, even if you're not, if you're fading Shields, but even if you're using them, if you want a one-off, you prefer like a Dozier or something, but if you just want to punt one-off, Adrianza, it was bat ninth yesterday. He should be playing short again at 2,500, hopefully. Got you 14 points last night. I had him in a lot of lineups. He's not the greatest play in the world, but for 2,500, can definitely be much worse than that. Outfield, Chucky Blackman at 53 is not bad, but Rosario at 5K is outstanding. You got Austin Meadows at 47. I like that a ton as well. Tommy Pham, a couple base knocks yesterday at 46. Schwarber at 43 is also a great play. You got Zobrist, Cargo at 41. So a lot of really good outfielders, of course, when you look at this lineup. Lefties 392, righties 317 versus Tyler Molle. The Rockies a 4-3 total. So guys like Cargo could be really, really nice in this one. You go down a little deeper. Starling Marte at 4K could be in play for you here. Odubel Herrera and Ian Happ, both 3,900, and Schebler. But Schebler lefty-lefty, so probably Herrera and Happ at 39, something you could definitely look into there. Jock Jams 39 as well. Marcelo Zuna only 3,800. He was on fire before yesterday. He had an off day yesterday, so maybe heats back up today. Daniel Palka at 38 versus Berrios, not my ideal play, but Bellinger at 38 is very interesting. A little farther down, Dylan Cousins found the seats yesterday. Big time power bat. Talked about him on Bench with Bubba episode 98 with the manly Van Lee. So go check that one out. But Max Kepler at 36, a nice cheapie from the left side. The Twins are going to be super popular today. Another reason why for GPPs, five game slates or GPP slates, you kind of want to look at Shields because everyone's going to own Minnesota bats. That's just the way it's going to be. If you want to win the GPP, you got to be different. So if you don't want to win the GPP and you want to be like everybody else, you can min cash, and that's fine. That works for a lot of people. But you're going to have to hit the nuts elsewhere, because when everyone's 30% plus owned, it's hard to move up the standings. Dexter Fowler at 34 could be a cheap peek. Look at Adam Duvall versus a lefty in Cincinnati and Great American Small Park at 33 is another cheap one I don't hate. Jason Hayward is really heating up. He's 3,200 versus Pivetta. He had a walk-off yesterday, I believe, for 20 DraftKings points. He had a 3, a 0, a 16. Very streaky, but he's been playing much, much better late. 3,200. Hitting towards the top of that lineup, which really helps, especially if you kind of have a stack, a mini stack, or something going on there. When you get down towards the bottom, you're going to want to check lineups, of course, like a Robbie Grossman at 3K. Lewis Brinson went deep twice yesterday. Don't count on that every day. Adam Engel at 28 is another cheapie you could look at. But yeah, check your lineups, see what else pops up for you. So there you have it on your five-game early slate. Recapping your pitching, you got Berrios up top, Mikolas 1-2. In the middle, Tyon's by himself. Down below, you got James Shields and Dennis Santana. When you're looking to stack the early slate, like I mentioned, everyone's going to flock to the Twins, and I get it. It's James Shields, who's been decent, though. He's been limiting damage. He can get blown up at a moment's notice. I got it. I figured it out. But Rockies, Reds is a game I would look at. Total of 9, Great American Small Park. You got a lefty in Tyler Anderson who's been getting hit around a lot. And then you got Tyler Molle, a very good pitch-to-contact guy that lefties have been lighting up this year and righties have been okay against. So that's one you can look at if you want to get away from Minnesota. And then Miami and St. Louis. I do respect Miles Mikolas. The Cardinals bats versus Trevor Richards are very much alive. They're a minus 195 favorite. A total of 8.5, but it's going to be hot as hell in St. Louis. So that ball's going to be flying out of that ballpark. So something to keep in mind there. So those are the games I'd be attacking. Maybe go like a Berrios tie-on or a Berrios Shields. Just do both pitchers in that game, which is scary because the total's 9. But I'd be attacking the Colorado-Cincy game and Miami-St. Louis since everyone will be on Minnesota, and then differentiate yourself elsewhere. If you want to go, like I said, Tyon Berrios, you can fit the bats in where you need to fit them. If you don't want to use Shields, maybe use a one-off or two-off in Minnesota. But go with some of the different guys. Go with the Keplers. Go with the Adrianzas. I love Rosario. I really do. So I could get it if you want to go there. Escobar. But you just got to differentiate yourself. That's all I'm trying to say, is it's going to be really, really crowded in that Minnesota section of DraftKings. Before we get going to the late slate, let me talk to you about Draft, draft.com, Draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports, snake-style drafts, the way you like it, the way we love season-long fantasy because of the draft. Well, now with draft.com, you get it every day. And drafts finish less than 5 minutes, and if you want to withdraw, you're paid out the next day. Super fun. Use promo code SDSports when you check out with your first deposit, and you get entry into a free $3 tournament, a free $3 baseball, a free $3 best ball for football, whatever you want. They have a little bit of basketball still going on. Hockey's almost over as the Caps are about to put Vegas out of their misery, and the Warriors are about to do the same as they're at 3-0 now. But they have golf, which is amazing. It's tons of fun that St. Jude teed off today. The U.S. Open's next week. Get in it for the U.S. Open. It's going to be a blast. You listen to the Always Pressing Pod on Mondays. You set your draft lineups. Tons of fun. But again, promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit for entry into a free $3 tournament. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Go check it out. Now let's get ready for your five-game evening slate, where it's pretty simple who the top price pitcher is today. Because you have a $14,000 pitcher, and then it goes all the way down to $8,100. Garrett Cole is $14,000. He's at the Texas Rangers. Scary because it's that insane hitting environment in Texas tonight. But it's also Garrett Cole, who's averaging 30 points on the season. He's been great on the road, averaging 31.4. He's faced Texas twice this year, 14 innings pitched, 3 earned, 25 strikeouts. When you have strikeout stuff like that, you can give up a few runs. And look at it. His last few starts, Cole's given up 2 homers, 1, 1, 2. In his last 4 starts, he's given up at least 1 homer a game. He hadn't given up 1 in 5 starts prior to that. He gave up 2 against Texas last time out at home. 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 solo shots, 14 strikeouts. So in his other outing, he had 7 innings and 11 Ks in Texas. This guy's damn good. Damn good. He's been a little off of late, given the home run things. He's still getting you 20 or more points in 3 straight starts. On a slate like this, I'd pay for him if you can. If you can't, you can't. There's going to be a ton of offense on this slate, so you can get really weird. You can look at a guy in the Slack chat brought up a great point I don't mention here at all. If you know there's going to be bad pitching, look at teams with bad bullpens. Target those. That's definitely an option you can go at. Texas strikes out 26% of the time. Gerrit Cole's a minus 170 road favorite. 27% K rate. I don't know what else I can tell you here besides they have a 3-9 total, which is second lowest on the – or no. Texas. Yeah, 3-9 total. It's third lowest on the slate. Lefties 251, righties 283, a wOBA of only 297, which is below average. It's a great spot for Cole. If you can pay there, go for it. The only thing is he's going to need 30-plus points, which he's done against them this year. It's just not easy. But when you look at the rest of the pitching, it sucks. It really does. I have four pitchers for you to choose from, and I'm not comfortable with pretty much any of them. And that's what you expect with totals like that. So your next pitcher I'll mention is Mike Leake. We've been on him the last time or two at least. And he's coming off a really good start against Tampa Bay. 7 innings, 2 earned, which are 2 solo shots. 8 strikeouts, 24.2 DraftKings points. He's got 15 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's got 21 and a half in his last two. 21 and a half or more. And he's at Tampa Bay. Good pitching environment there. Tampa Bay has the second lowest total at 3.91. Lefties do hit 410. Righties 373 off Leake. They have an abysmal 132 ISO versus righties, which helps look at the Leake numbers. Still scary because they can hit them. They strike out 21.5% of the time, which is nice. 52% ground ball rate. Very hit and miss at 7,500, but he is definitely in play for you tonight. Other guys I'll mention here, and it's terrifying. David Hess throws a ton of fastballs. He's going to get hit around eventually, but he's got basically 12.5 or more points in 3 of his 4 starts. It's 2 starts on the road at Tampa Bay, 20.8 at Boston, got beat up. He's pitched great, pretty good against Tampa twice, and he pitched decent enough against Washington his last time out. He's given up 3 or fewer runs in 3 of his 4. He's given up a home run in 3 of his 4. He's not a big strikeout guy, 2, 3, 4, and 3. Tons of pitch to contact, tons of fastball. It's terrifying, absolutely terrifying. But that's where we are right now. That's where we are on this slate. He faces a Toronto team that strikes out 24% of the time. So hopefully that'll help a little bit. Toronto has a 5-2 total, which is second highest on the slate. Lefties 334, righties only 307. So pick your poison. It's not great. There's a nice slate. You might want to take the night off. The other one I'll mention here is Austin Pruitt, because Stanek is getting the spot start, the opener start for Tampa Bay. Then it turns into an Austin Pruitt game, where you got a guy at $4,600 who has been okay this year. 7.1 his last time out, but then 21 and 10.4 in his previous two. He's got 5 innings or more in all 3. 3 earned, 0 earned, 1 earned, 3 Ks, 5 Ks, 2 Ks. He's at home against Seattle. Pruitt's been really, really good against right-handed bats this year. Like, really, really good against right-handed bats. You got a Seattle team, a 4.1 total. And then they strike out 20% of the time versus righties. So it's very interesting with Pruitt. He could be a nice play at 4,600. You go Pruitt and Cole like everybody else will, and you can move on. So that's where I look down below. You got Cole up top by himself, Leake in the middle by himself, then Pruitt down below, and Hess at number 2. It's a horrifically ugly slate. If something changes, I'll talk about it in the Slack chat, but the pitching is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So keep that in mind. All right, let's check out the bats on this slate. At the catcher position, you got a guy like Salvi Perez at 4,100. Very, very much a play against Blackburn. Blackburn's a guy you can definitely target on this slate. Kansas City's team total, it's crazy, is the lowest at 3.7, but Blackburn has not been that good. So he's coming up from the minors. I guess if you want to take a dart with Blackburn, you can. He's 4K against Kansas City. He's cheap as hell. He'll be a popular one, too. He's getting activated from the DL. He's just not been that great. He's been limited to around 75 pitches in rehab. There's a lot of question marks here. A lot of question marks with him. So I like Salvi at 4,100. You got Stassi and Gattis, 4K and 39 respectively versus Cole Hamels. Stassi's been hitting with so much hard contact. It's been pretty crazy. I got Wilson Ramos at 38 in play. There's going to be so many bats in play because the pitching is just that bad. It's crazy how bad the pitching is. Like James McCann at 3,300 versus Beeks. Beeks is a youngster from the Red Sox system, a lefty who's been okay, but nothing special by any means. When you look at Detroit, they have a 4-4-1-4 total. Beeks is very gettable. So keep that in mind there. I believe he's a lefty from what I was reading earlier. Let me double check as this data did not show it. Yeah, he's a lefty. That's what I thought. Other than that, you get down to the 3Ks and below. See if maybe Caleb Joseph starts. I don't know why he didn't start the other day. He's 2,600 a day. If he doesn't, Wenz will start by at 25. He could be in play for you as well. Bruce Maxwell at 26, another nice cheapie in the A's game you can look at. First base, Matty Olson at 46 versus Jason Hamill. This is a guy you're going to want to pick on. A's a 4.8 total. Lefty's 424, righty's 347. So the A's are very much in play again tonight. Wind blowing out to right center. So Matt Olson at 46, while he's hot, you ride that train. Miggy Cabrera at 45 could be a nice play. People don't like paying up that much for him. He's in play. Justin Smoke at 43. CJ Cron at 4K. Both very solid plays there. If you want to be a little GPP, Joey Gallo is only 3,600. We mentioned Cole's been giving up the long ball. Joey Gallo went deep yesterday. That's what he loves to do. He's taken Cole deep a few times in his career. So don't sleep on him at 3,600. Yuli Gurriel at 35 versus Cole Hamels is another cheapie you can get behind. Maybe a V-Mart at 32. A Brad Miller at 31 is a nice cheapie. Miller's been kind of hitting the ball well. Not a ton of power. But 13 points yesterday. He's got 9 or more in 3 straight games. So a nice sneaky little $3,100 play there. If you're looking to be weird, this could, both slates, especially this night one, could be one to get weird and leave money on the table because we'll talk about it. But you got your for sure expensive plays, then there's going to be so much offense out there. Second base, Altuve at 5K versus the lefties in play. Jed Lowry at 45, I like a ton, almost a little more than Altuve, to tell you the truth. Whit Merrifield at 42 could be a nice GPP play, as most people don't like to play KC to begin with. They don't know what to do against Blackburn. It's going to be Blackburn and the A's bullpen, so take your pick there. Their bullpen's not horrible by any means, but it's not great either. Solarte at 4K could be interesting versus Hess if you're fading that direction. Farther down we look, your guys like Rubio, Dor, and GPPs at 34. Joey Wendell at 33 versus Leak could be another cheapie there. The Rays could be an interesting look if you don't go Mike Leak. Could be very, very interesting. This is kind of a slate you might want to play FanDuel. Just go to get Cole and walk away. Third base, you got Bregman at 42. I love versus Hamels. Bregman versus lefty, I like a ton. He's just having a quietly good season, averaging 8 points a game. He had 12 points again last night. He's got 9 or more in 3 of his last 4. Just plods away. He doesn't really get you zeros often. Doesn't always have big games, but makes it work. I love me some Moustakas at 41. I think that's a phenomenal play there. After Bregman, I mentioned Solarte. You got Chapman for his GPP homer upside. With offense as much as it is today, stacking is going to be fun, but you can also just play home run derby. Pick the home run, guys. Kyle Seager at 37 is in play for you there. You go down to a guy like Danny Valencia versus the lefty Garcia at 33. Can be a nice cheapie there. As we know, Valencia likes to hit himself some lefties. Maybe a Matt Duffy at 29 versus Leak. There will be some other cheapies throughout all the lineups here. Shortstop, you got Machado at 53. Definitely in play for you. Bogart's another big game last night. He's 4,700. Matt Boyd started out the year well. He's starting to get hit around a little bit of late. So keep that in mind. But Bogart's, listen to this. You never want to just rely on game logs, but I mentioned it to let you know, baseball's a very streaky game. So you ride the waves while you can at times if you're trying to differentiate between certain players. But here's Bogart's. 15, 16, 12, and 11. Even a 3, and then a 9, then a 5, then a 21, then a 5. So he's got 4 straight games of 11 or more points. He's swinging a hot, hot bat going up against a guy like Matt Boyd. Boston's got the highest night total of almost 5.4. You can really get the Boyd if you want to. So keep an eye on that one. Oh, I'm an idiot. I meant to mention it earlier. Over at first base for the Boston Red Sox, if you want to punt, Sam Travis, $2,700. He's hitting DH, hitting 5th or 6th yesterday. He crushes left-handed pitching, like crushes left-handed pitching. Stupid cheap. Stupid cheap. He'll probably be super high-owned also. Okay, back to shortstop. Bogart's at 47. You got Segura, is always interesting. Marcus Simeon at 43, I like versus Hamill. Drew Robertson can be a cheap, odd play at 39. Jerkson Profar went deep twice yesterday. Eduardo Nunez only 36 versus Boyd. He's second base shortstop. Don't hate that. When you go down farther at shortstop, maybe Barreto gets a start at 31. Not running to play him, but it could be a play. Other than that, maybe I'll see this Escobar at 28. Just pay up for shortstop. It's been the trend most of the year. There's not a ton down here. Like, Adrian's on the early slates, one I can get behind, but there's not a ton. Outfield, you got Benintendi, who's crushing it. Even hit lefties yesterday. He's 5,500. JD Martinez versus a lefty. We know we play almost every time we can at 54. So those are just great plays. K with the Chris Davis at 51 versus Hamill could be very, very nice at 51. Castellanos at 45, I do like quite a bit in that one. You go down farther, maybe a Dustin Fowler leading off at 43, and Teoscar Hernandez at 42 could be in play for you. You go down even farther, you got like an Adam Jones versus Jaime Garcia at 38. Jones hits lefties very, very well. Nomar Mazara and GPPs at 38 versus Cole could be in play. The Grandy Man at 37 versus Hess is a guy you could definitely look at there. Mentioned Joey Gallo. Josh Reddick, not so much. J.D. Davis, if he gets to start, he's 3,600 first base outfield versus Cole Hamels. Got some pop there. Tony Kemp as well at 34 can get on and steal some bases. It's a way to make yourself a little different in these lineups. Trey Mancini, 3,300, especially if he's leading off versus Garcia, could be worth a look. A little farther down, I'm skipping some because they only name everybody. Like Alex Gordon's 32 and cheap. Joey Rickard's 3K and cheap versus Jaime Garcia. Anybody else really standing out here? Not a ton. So check your lineups, see what other value pops up for you here. But yeah, this night slate, not pretty. Recapping your pitching, you got Cole up top at 14K. You got Mike Leake at 75. Hess at 52. Pruitt at 46. If you want to go Blackburn at 4K, it's all a mess. Everywhere you look is a mess. You're looking at Boston Red Sox as the high team total against Matt Boyd. We mentioned Sam Travis is a cheapie. You got Bogaerts crushing it. You got Benintendi crushing righties and lefties. You got JD Martinez and then other, like I had Vasquez catching yesterday. He can be a cheapie for you if he's back in the lineup as well. The Astros versus Cole Hamels. I think Boston and Houston will be really, really popular. Toronto versus Hess could be interesting. Lefties 334, righties 307. I love the Oakland A's yet again. I know it's a pitcher's ballpark. Wind's blowing out. Jason Hamill sucks. Lefties 424, righties 347. So the A's are in play for me yet again. Baltimore versus Jaime Garcia. Lefties 354, righties 346. So you can keep them in mind. The Tigers can be sneaky versus the lefty rookie Jalen Beeks. No one's seen him, so that might help him a little, but it could make it interesting as well. Tigers don't strike out a ton. Then Tampa Bay versus Mike Leake. Lefties 410, righties 373. So couple options you can use there, as basically everyone you can use there. It's pretty darn crazy. Taking a look at your BVP on this Thursday of action. Kicking it off with the 5-game early and then the 5-game late as we go in chronological order here. Scooter Gennett and Eugenio Suarez have both taken Tyler Anderson deep. Charlie Blackman, small sample, 2-for-2 with a triple off of Molle. Small sample, Chris Taylor, 3-for-3 with a double off of Tyone. Brian Dozier hit 316, 12 for 38, 5 doubles and 4 home runs, so 9 of his 12 hits for extra bases, 4 homers. Lomo, 7 for 24, 2 doubles and a homer off of Shields. Again, Shields somehow has looked better of late. Interesting play there. Yolmer Sanchez, 5 for 16 with a triple and a homer off Berrios. Not horrible. We go to the night slate now. Mitch Moreland, 4 for 11 with a homer off Boyd. Brad Miller, 4 for 9 with a double and 2 triples off Mike Leake. Told you how he's been hitting it pretty well. Carlos Gomez, 8 for 20, double, triple, and a homer. Wilson Ramos only hitting 208, but he's got a double and 2 homers. Joey Gallo, 2 for 6, 4 strikeouts. His 4 outs are all strikeouts. His 2 hits are both home runs. So that's why he's a GPP play. All or nothing, Joey Gallo. George Springer's only hitting 200 versus Cole Hamels. He's 4 for 20, but he's got 3 home runs. Evan Gattis, 10 for 31, is a 323 average. A double and 3 home runs. Mariznick and Altuve have both taken him deep. So you got some options there. The A's, Bruce Maxwell, Mike Olson, Steven Piscotty have all hit 1 home run off of Jason Hamill. And Chris Davis has hit 2. And that'll do it for your BVP. And that'll do it for MLB DFS Quick Hits. It is an interesting Thursday. 5-game early, 5-game late. DraftKings actually has a 10-day game all day if you want to mix and match some of the information you got here, but it's very, very interesting. So good luck on this day. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Bench with Bubba, episode 98 with Manly Van Lee. Go check that out. A lot of great fantasy info there. And then it'll be dropping today, recorded it last night, episode 99 with Matt Thompson of Friends of Fantasy Benefits. He's their lead prospect analyst. We recapped the MLB draft, talked some top 300 prospects, lots of fun there, good fantasy info. He went deep on some guys, really, really good stuff there, so go check that out. Recording Around the Bases tonight with Bubba and Mo. We're going to record a UFC pod tonight for UFC 225 coming out this weekend. Tons going on. Francesco dropped some World Cup picks today, so go give that a look. But check me on Twitter at BDIntric. Check out the Slack chat. If you need to get in, just ask for an invite. Tons of good stuff going on there. But good luck on this Thursday, June 7th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.